All right, so explain to me as we get into this, what exactly is going to happen right now for these Indiana State Fair tickets, Alex? What are you going to do?
Well, if you remember, as a kid, going to like fairs or carnivals, state fairs, whatever, and there's usually a guy hanging out on like the boardwalk area or something, and he's like, "Step right up, let me guess your weight, and if I do, you'll win a minion pillow." That's basically what I'm going to do.
Because everybody wants a minion pillow.
But you're not going to win a minion pillow if I can guess your occupation today. You're going to win tickets to the Indiana State Fair.
So you are going to guess what somebody does for a living, their job.
Yes. Based on a bunch of weird random questions. Think of this like a BuzzFeed quiz that makes no sense and it gives you a weird outcome. That's kind of what we're doing here, but it's like...
That's our show.
It's like I'm the BuzzFeed person.
All right. Let's go to line one. Is this Oriana?
Hi.
Hey, did I get your name right? Because they make fun of me here at work that I can't pronounce people's names correctly. It's Oriana.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Props to myself.
Oriana, I'm just going to jump right in and just get crazy on you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. What makes you feel more tingly? Someone chewing on ice or someone texting and driving?
I think texting and driving.
All right. Makes Oriana feel more tingly.
Well, okay. What does tingly mean? Like,
it means
like
whatever Oriana like, wants to make
like
it
nervous?
Mean. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like kind of like gets her excited and like butterflies like turned
on. I would say nervous butterflies or like
oh, okay.
Kind of makes your skin crawl.
Not butterfly kisses.
What do you smell right now?
I smell trees, like nature.
Nature?
That's a good smell.
Okay. What are you wearing?
Like a jacket and some pants.
A jacket and pants, okay. If you had to pick one character, only out of these two, who looks more like you? Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street or Bugs Bunny?
That's a difficult one because I don't look like either of them. But
I know.
More like. Which one are you closest to?
Pretty much one's big and one's thin.
I would say Snuffleupagus for me, even though I'm a tiny person, because of those eyelashes and I have eyelash extensions.
But yours are fake, though.
Where'd you get yours done at?
MEP Moore, Radiate 60 Salon.
I concur with the Snuffleupagus, I guess.
Okay. Oriana looks like Snuffleupagus. We're really getting to know her this morning.
Wow, that could be something on your Bumble profile.
Put that on there. Okay, now this is a little creepy. What is scarier, a box full of dried eyelids or sleeping through your alarm?
I would say the alarm.
More than a box of dried eyelids?
Yes.
Whoa!
Dry lids?
Whoa! Whoa, Oriana, that is really scary. Have you ever heard the song, What in the Butt?
Yes.
She's heard it?
I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt. I said what
my jam.
In the butt. I said what in the butt. You want
it
to
is?
Do in my butt? In my
no.
You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
Oh, yeah. She said, it's my jam.
Well, that could be another thing that could be on your Bumble profile.
Absolutely. I look like Snuffleupagus, and what in the butt is my jam. Finish this sentence, Oriana. A werewolf likes to bake...
Muffins.
Okay. What kind of car do you drive?
I have a Ford Focus.
What year?
2005.
And what color?
It's a silver one.
Ooh, okay. And do you ever have to get your upper lip waxed?
No.
Asked it? Are you blonde?
No, I'm redheaded.
Ah, there it is.
There you go.
Brunettes, we've always got to go like every 4 to 6 weeks. Get that ripped off. All right, so do you have any supplemental questions, Joe? Because, I mean, I feel good.
No, and it's the same thing when I ask him, too. Like, you know where you're going to try to figure this out? Because I don't can I be honest? I don't know what this.
I said what?
I don't know what this has to do with anything for what her job occupation is.
Tells a lot about her personality. She's like laid back. She can have fun, I think, at her job if she's familiar with this song. Because somebody that's got a straight-laced personality, like if they're an FBI agent, they probably have never heard this.
I don't have anything today. Producer MYK, is there any, I guess, questions that you could think of that you would want to ask?
I've got to stay neutral. Remember, I answer the phones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you actually have. Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm all. It's all you, Alex. You got this.
Well, she was more scared of sleeping through her alarm than finding a box full of dried eyelids.
I would agree with
so
her.
So it almost makes me think maybe she works like in a funeral home, or she's like a mortician. Like there's that. But
well,
then
you don't have to be on time for a funeral. People are dead. I mean, like the funeral home, they're dead. They're not going anywhere.
But when I asked her, when I said finish the sentence, a werewolf likes to bake blank. She didn't hesitate, and she wasn't like like she immediately knew a food item.
Oh, you
and
think so that, food reference then?
Yes, and so I'm getting like food vibes because of that question. And then what else did I ask her? I asked her what she's wearing. She said a jacket and pants.
It's going to be a warm day today, too. That's kind
exactly,
of interesting.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, okay, it's hot outside. It's July. So she's indefinitely she's in an indoors job, even though it almost threw me off because she said, I said, what can you smell right now? She said nature.
Yeah, like trees, I think she said.
But I think that was to throw me off. So I'm going to go ahead and say she's in. I'm going to guess because I think it was just a fluke that this girl just is really. She cares a lot about her job and doesn't want to be late. And that's why a box full of dried eyelids doesn't scare her. So, Oriana, I'm going to say you are in the food industry. Specifically, you never have to get your lip waxed either. So you're not that hairy.
But does that help?
Well, I think she's not that hairy of a person. I think she's like in there with the food. I'm going to say she's not Chewbacca. I'm going to say you are a chef at a restaurant or something. You are?
Yes! Oh my gosh. Where are you at a restaurant? Or what do you do?
I do baking. I was currently at the Flying Cupcake, but now I'm at a new place.
Holy Toledo!
Are you a crazy person? For example, the reason I asked that is like maybe you could make something and we could try it. Like muffins sound good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Oriana, but anyone that says they'd rather find a box of dried eyelids is not making any food for me. Who knows what you're going to put in there? But can we just all celebrate the fact that Oriana's jam is what in the butt?
I think we can.
I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt.
I think I'll make some chocolate brownies.
Yeah!
Hey, congratulations, Oriana. You are going to get yourself right now a pair of Indiana State Fair tickets because Alex was able to guess your occupation. Hang on the line.
Don't come for me. I know everything.